Right, Mr. Boardman. May I suggest we sign a 6-month contract at 5% discount on your quoted prices, and then we'll meet again to see if we can reduce the prices further.
You're a tough negotiator. Okay, let's shake on that and draw up the details of the first contract. Linda, have you prepared fully for tomorrow's meeting with Mr. Smith?
Yes, William. Everyone has been informed. I've also made sure that the meeting schedule is delivered to each presenter personally.
Great. We don't expect any big problems to happen.
I see. I will never let go a mistake which may hurt our benefit.
You're so right. Mr. Smith pays attention to trivialities, so we need to lay an emphasis on detail. By the way, are all the audiovisual equipment ready?
Yes. There was something wrong with the screen, but it has been repaired.
You'd better check once and again, just to make sure.
I'll follow your instruction at once. I'll spend the rest of the day going through the preparatory work.
What about your regular duties?
I found an assistant to take over my regular duties.
Well then, now I'd like to design the agenda once and for all.
Okay. First, general introductions is made by everyone. Then introductions of each presenter to Mr. Smith.
Fine. And do not forget it. I think it would look more suitable for you to be well-dressed.
I'll remind myself of that. After those, David Smith will open with a few minutes' explanation.
Assure him not to speak too long, unless Mr. Smith has a lot of questions.
I know the audience is not patient, so you must ask them to shorten the speech.
After the explanation, everything will take place as planned and is not open to change. After the meeting, we will be ready to dine with the guests. You can ask David in a private way.
I'll tell Mr. Sun in advance. I will make haste to arrange. William, I'm terribly sorry about this, but we have to put off or cancel tomorrow's meeting.